Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fix the Family Fix America radio show is back live. I'm your host, Jack Hatfield, saying hello once again. Glad to be with you. In a new studio today, kind of different. Not really new, but a new location for the studio. And hopefully the sound is good, and hopefully everything turns out great, and we're doing good to go. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. When I do this show, which is increasing in listenership over and above most expectations of anyone else on Earth. So if you want to call in and be a part of the show, like last week we had a great caller showing his intelligence quickly from New York, 347-677-0692. Really, really wonderful to have them call in and listen. Hopefully they're listening again today. As you can guess, we're having, had a little technical difficulty there, but we're back to it. Again, Fix the Family, Fix America show right here live for you. Call in number 347-677-0692. Got a lot of really cool stuff to talk about today. Some big announcements that we have of some of the things we're doing for Fix the Family, Fix America on our cancer forum and our cancer side of what we're doing for Fix the Family, because a lot of families are having to deal with cancer and they have to deal with other diseases in their life, and it hit families hard, and they have to struggle through it, and we're going to help them do that with one of our new announcements today. So that is going to be fun to talk about that. But as always, we talk about how Fix the Family, Fix America is going about doing what its title is, which is Fixing America. It starts off with positive fathering, goes into make a difference mothering, and pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. Because everyone needs to reveal their success, their inner principles that guide them from when they were born to before you were born, to now, and that you have been covering up, most likely. And that is key, and last week we were talking about military principles to success, and it was really, really fantastic. Good show last week talking about that. This week's deal, we're going to talk a little bit about our new announcement that we have dealing with Fix the Family, Fix America in different ways. And one of those ways, one of those ways is we are starting a new workshop series. It's an offshoot of Reveal Your Success, and it's an offshoot of all of them, actually. It's another division of Fix the Family, Fix America. It's called Disease and the Diet. You can find out more about it at diseaseandthediet.com, diseaseandthediet.com. And you can come and learn. It's starting out in Earth Fair Grocery Store, where the healthy supermarket, Earth Fair, there on April 28th from 5:30 to 6:30, the first workshop for disease and the diet. The first workshop is called Why Organic? And then it will go, it will be an ongoing series on the last Wednesday of every month. They will be recorded and taped for posterity and hopefully available later on as a DVD purchase and an audio purchase and another book coming out to help families with their burdensome issues that they are blessed with. And as you know, we're going through the cancer thing, and so disease and the diet are what I have found out to be linked in some fashion. And now I'm going to share my research and knowledge with everyone out there, and it's called Disease and the Diet. Again, it's at Earth Fair, Columbia, South Carolina, Rosewood Drive, the healthy supermarket, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on April 28th. Workshop number one is called titled Why Organic. For more information, please go to www.diseaseandthediet.com, and you can do a VIP sign up there and tell us you're going to be there, and that would be fantastic. We're going to deliver posters to Earth Fair today. Like I said, this is an exciting announcement. After weeks and weeks of discussions and et cetera, putting it together, making sure that we are going to get people excited, have the knowledge that I've learned given out to others who could be possibly going through this now or eventually going through this or have gone through this in some fashion. We're going to share our messages. We're going to share our visions. We're going to share our successes. It's going to be fabulous. So again, www.diseaseandthediet.com for your VIP sign up for that workshop starting here April 28th, 5:30, 6:30, and probably even more. And we're gonna have this segment on Fix the Family, Fix America every week right here on Fix the Family, Fix America radio show. So we're looking forward to that. So today, I want to talk about what I'm going to kind of cover in the Why Organic, other than the differences in between organic and non-organic food. We're going to cover, you know, it seems in order to achieve lasting health, you simply have to stop making disease, but this concept is foreign to most people because making disease, why would I be making disease? Well, if you're sitting there following the herd, basically, reject the mainstream crowd, ladies and gentlemen. Reject the mainstream crowd. When you hear about the newest fad on diets, don't do it. Just go with what seems natural to you. There's no reason to follow the mainstream consumer. Because as you can notice, processed junk foods, lots of dangerous pharmaceuticals, protecting your health with nutritional supplements, superfoods, or fresh living foods. I mean, you just hear over and over, you know, come to Subway and you lose weight. Come to Taco Bell and you lose weight. And that is true. You can go to Subway and lose weight if you were eating crazy. You can go to Taco Bell and lose weight if you were eating crazy. You can go to any place and lose weight if you change your diet very much. So don't follow the crowd off the edge of the cliff on your food. That's very important. So we want to make sure that you think for yourself, you know, think for yourself on what is doing good. See, people sitting there saying if the crowd is doing it, there must be a good reason for it. And you, the people who listen to this show, I guarantee you, you're not one of those people on the crowd. You don't follow the crowd mentality because I guarantee you, you're fixing your family, you're fixing America, and you are revealing your own success. and you don't drink all the sugary sodas. You know, you rarely eat at fast food restaurants. You don't live on processed junk foods. Lots of stuff. I mean, this is common sense wisdom here. I don't know why I'm yawning. I'm sitting in a bigger chair than normal, and it is definitely pushing back my ability to breathe. Let me see if I can get a little better here. All right. Now, once again, on Fix the Family, Fix America, we go through lots of different segments throughout the day. We're so excited for you to be here. I'm glad that you're here again. And our big announcement, www.diseaseandthediet.com, where we're going to start the Disease and the Diet Workshop Series partnership with Fix the Family, Fix America, Soho Office, and Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair people, I can't tell you enough, going there for the stuff that we're dealing with and finding out how people there believe in their product, believe in what we're doing. Bend over backwards to help us. It just can't say enough about it. And we're greatly pleased to be partnering with them in presenting this workshop. And you know, as a long-standing nationwide print sponsor of the Fix the Family, Fix America World Tour, which is still going on, just taking different ways and routes to do it, Soho office right there in the Village at Sandhill saw the ability to do this early in life. Grab on hold to Fix the Family, Fix America, and they'll be there till the end, and they will reap the rewards of doing so, I promise. I'm going to do all I can for you to understand how disease and the diet are coming together with all this talk about healthcare. And we've been talking about it the last 2 weeks on the show for the last 13 minutes of each show. You can be your own healthcare pro by learning things on how to even just stop making disease, on how to heal yourself naturally, on how to put in the proper foods and nutrients that your body's needing to heal itself or keep disease away. And you won't have to worry about health care as much as other people who are not doing these items. So in the scheme of all the health care stuff, this disease and the diet could be one of the greatest assets you have for learning and doing better for yourself. And I'm so pleased to announce it today. It's just going to be fantastic. DiseaseandTheDiet.com. Please go there and sign up, VIP sign up. We're looking forward to it, the first one. We also went over a lot of there was 31 children's items that were recalled 2 weeks ago. I believe it was two or three weeks ago. And that was an unprecedented amount of products that could injure your baby. One of them could shear off the tip of your finger. I forgot the other reasons. Most of them were to kill your baby or choke your baby or shear off your finger. And that's all bad. That shows just not quality there, and we're not doing good at all. But what happens about products, parents? This is the pull through parenting one. We went through fatherhood, your success. We went through motherhood. But what about parents that have tested and got award-winning products? Well, there are products out there that have been tested, parent tested, and they love it, and they submit their results every year. And this is the season for award-winning products for the baby. The Radiant XT Hampton convertible car seat with the 5-point harness got a very high rating. Make sure you get a hold of one of those if you're looking in the thing for a car seat. Daily cream to hydrate and comfort both mom and baby skin was the Infusion Mom and Baby Cream. You can go to infusionbath.com to get that. A Baby Pro Sports DVD series got an award winner from the Parent Awards today. It's a series of unique sports-inspired DVDs for babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. You can get those at calmdistribution.com. And we're able to talk about all of these because there is absolutely no no kickback, or I'm not getting anything from these companies. I'm simply telling you what parents love about these, that voted these products into this, these categories, and obviously they're not being recalled for any reason like we went through 2 weeks ago, which was an unprecedented large recall week. 2 weeks ago, it went over, I swear it was 37 items that was being recalled. A lot of cribs, a lot of strollers, a lot of other stuff. Not good at all. So this week, I wanted to make sure that you understood there's a lot of great products out there. And these are the ones that parents have voted on as being some of their best and favorites. Roby's Mini Shoes at StrideRight.com. You can go there and pick up Roby's Mini Shoes. They have a soft, flexible soles. So those shoes won. And then Jazzy Toes, non-skid grip to help babies walk. This is all toddler baby toys here. You can go to jazzytoes.com for that. The silicone bottle, heat-resistant bottle, because they're great alternative plastic at PrinceLionHeart.com. Fix the Family, Fix America is partnered with the Early Journey Foundation. And the Early Journey Foundation, I have to disclose this, we give you bottles for premature parents when you have a premature baby. And our bottles that we give away are Dr. Brown's bottles, the one I used on my child, that were proven to work to cause less colic, less gas, and get the much-needed milk inside your baby, especially as a parent of a premature child. You want to have that milk just go in and stay in and not have any problems. We use Dr. Brown's bottles, so that's the extra bonus tip for listening to Fix the Family, Fix America today. But if you have just a regular child, these silicone bottles are great at PrinceLionHeart.com, obviously parent approved. And then a sweet baby towel featuring a waterproof panel to help keep you dry while bathing your little one at SpaTimeBaby.com is the Cozy Care Cape, another parent approved item. And then Lubies. Plush, lovable round dolls and charming designs suitable for newborns at lubyland.com were another one. And then sock-ons. Keep the baby's sock on. They're worn over the sock and lock it into place. So when the baby starts kicking and kicking and kicking, those socks don't come off, so they keep those little baby toeses really, really warm because you want that to happen. You don't want them to get cold, especially them little babies. Now, for the toddler's parent-tested items, the sit-to-stand alphabet train from VTech got a great win error there at VTech. Letters, numbers, colors, songs, and stories all on the train, sit-to-stand alphabet train from VTech. For toddlers was one of the things. The Twilight Sea Turtle illuminates the room with soothing colors, or a starry night onto the ceiling. I can tell you right now, we own one of those, and it is fantastic. We have to turn on every night. Can you turn turtle on, says my daughter. Get that at cloudb.com or your nearest Learning Express. I know that they carry them because that's where we got them. And then Hug-A-Baby. It's a custom seat cushion that helps children stay snug in their chairs. Hug-A-Baby. You can go to myhugababy.com to pick that up. Toddlers. And then, of course, StrideRight still wins in the toddler category for shoes, so they're doing a great job. And then if you want to get the stroller going out on your kid for off-road ability or multi-terrain, go to BumbleRide.com for the 2009 BumbleRide Indy Stroller three-wheel combination weighing only 20 pounds. It's got the parent award for best stroller. Now, if your kid's in school, as we say, in school, parent-tested awards go to Rosetta Stone for learning a different language. And then for girls, Girl Ambition is an empowering website for preteen girls and their parents that strengthens self-confidence and promotes online safety. It's $5 per month or $50 a year at girlambition.com. You might want to check into that if you have a little girl. And then neatly within the pages of your favorite book, this bookmark keeps track of your child's reading homework at markmytime.com. Mark My Time digital bookmark for reading for your school-age children. Also, Snap Caps won a parent award. I don't know why. It looks like a necklace made out of a bottle cap. I don't see why that would be. Abundant Harvest for Kids helps provide families an opportunity to discuss difficult and complex real-life issues because you reap what you sow. That got one of the best games by the parents. And then Celebrity Pet Dress Up Sets for just fun. They liked the favorite pooch being dressed up at Noodlehead Fun. And then finally, the Make-A-Plate Kit for your autistic school-age child. They make their own plate, and then they can eat off of it. That got a lot of parent stuff there. So those are absolutely fun things for you to parent-tested items for you to go out and get if you're in the market for those said items. Some of them are totally play. So make sure you check that out. Have a good time with it. Instead of being recalled and having bad stuff shear off your finger, these are good things that were tested by parents. So really good stuff here. Really, really, really good stuff. So, all right. Remember last week we also introduced some new songs? Hey, I love it. So let's play one real quick. Take a small break before the next segment. It'll be fun. Come back and see us fix the family, fix the men. We got Fix the Family, Fix America radio show being highly listened to, and its listenership is increasing every week. Absolutely fun to talk about things for you, for parents, for fathers, for mothers, for parents, and just for anyone wanting to succeed and be better in life. And that's what Fix the Family, Fix America radio show is all about. So glad you're here. Be sure to understand that you can call in and be a part of it, just like I believe his name is Ronald, was it not? Ronald from New York, hope you're listening. Don't need you to call in, just need you to listen so that you learn and be a better person regardless. And then after you make that change, you can call in. But until then, no. But call us at 347-677-0692. Love to hear from you if you got any questions on what we're talking about. And today's big announcement again was www.diseaseandthediet.com, partnership with Earth Fair, Soho Office, and Fix Family Fix America, going to be helping you with your questions on possibly what you're eating and what you're intaking into your body. It could be causing disease. And how that process, we got to grasp this concept here a little bit. How we can actually make disease. I mean, yeah, it seems like you sit there and suddenly your body has disease, and that's really not true. I mean, we all know that we can make a disease. I mean, you can be exposed to radiation and you have cancer because you've messed up the DNA of the cells. That's a known fact. But let's look at this. Let's look at how you can manufacture diabetes. You can drink lots of liquid sugars and high fructose corn syrup. You can consume a huge amount of empty calories in junk food. You can never exercise and live a sedentary lifestyle. You can live indoors, avoid sunshine and the natural world, and you can maintain nutritional deficiencies in vitamin D, selenium, zinc, and other nutrients, and that would put you on a path toward diabetes. So if you're doing those things, you are manufacturing a disease, and that's what we're talking about right now, disease and diet. And you can go to learn more and be a part of these ongoing workshops at diseaseandthediet.com. We'd love to see you, hear from you, and talk to you about it at www.diseaseandthediet.com. And I'm saying that a lot because I really want you to go sign up, show up, and learn from what we're learning. Bring your success stories to the workshops so we can spread the message of everybody and everything and just have a
knowledge-seeking experience. That's also going to be fun. We're going to have loads of games and activities in these workshops. We're going to have interactivity. We're going to have homework. we're going to have lots of stuff. We're going to be giving away everything we possibly can to have fun with DiseaseAndDiet.com so that we can spread the word on how your diet can contribute to making disease. It's very, very crucial. And then how you can change your diet to stop making the diseases and possibly heal them. It's very, very important. So we went on, you know, you can manufacture diabetes by having lots of sugars and not exercising and all kind of stuff. And suddenly you have diabetes and you look at everybody around you and the woe is me person goes, well, I got diabetes. I guess I'll just start shooting up insulin, sit around a little bit more and feel sorry for myself. Whereas the reveal your success person gets up and says, I'm going to beat this and I'm going to start changing my diet. And I'm going to start exercising and suddenly I don't have to take insulin any longer and everything is great. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly the mentality you have to have, and that's the mentality we have now with our current situation, and we're loving every second of it. Going through the process is getting we're getting more aggressive with it. We're doing bigger things to take care of our issues, and it's just turning out to be a wondrous experience. Even though it's not easy, I'm not gonna sugarcoat this at all. It is definitely not the easiest thing in the world, but, you know, we're getting through it, and I want to help people get through this also. You know, if you want to make cancer a disease, you can there's a different recipe. You can expose yourself to radiation. You can eat cancer-causing foods like processed meats and chemical preservatives. You can avoid all anti-cancer nutrients like superfoods or spirulina, et cetera. You can avoid sunlight, remain deficient in vitamin D. You can use lots of toxic personal care products with cancer-causing chemicals, and you can have a high-stress lifestyle. And then eventually you'll come up with cancer and you'll be sitting there going, oh, wow, how did I get this? This is not good. And if you already are genetically susceptible to cancer and you're doing these things, you're not only making it, but you're turning on the trigger faster to make that cancer. And that's other things we want to learn here at the disease and the diet workshop seminars that we are doing here in a partnership with Earth Fair on April 28th. You have to excuse me, I am scratching out my right eyeball because we are in the middle of spring and pollen is, it has not rained to stop this pollen not one time since it began 2.5 weeks ago. And we talk about that here on the show on how it really, this big chair does not allow me to breathe correctly. I mean, like I said, I'm in a new studio today, and I just got to tell you, it is a unique situation. We did a show where we were outside in nature because of where we were, and then we did a show not in the other studio either, and then now we're in another place, and the chair is a big old comfy chair. And it's not allowing me to breathe too correctly, but we will get over it and go forth. Now, Fix the Family, Fix America has this four parts, positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and reveal your success. And I want to go through these real quick for new listeners because we're gaining new listeners every week, and I really, really appreciate it. So glad you can join us. So glad you're here with us. But positive fathering takes a father and takes his role of being just a DNA donor to making a positive impact on the generation that he has created. Because a lot of fathers are not taking responsibility for their actions, and we want them to step up. We want them to want to be the best father. We want them to want to be the best spouse. We want them to want to be the best man they can be and the best in their career. And that is important for fathers to understand that you're not being left out. You're not going to be looked down upon by real Americans that are saying, you know, you stepped up in your role of fatherhood. Because right now, in a certain generation, when you become baby daddy and a father out of wedlock, you get the stigma going, well, you know, the mother has to take care of you. You're just a man. And you just go out and still be cool and you'll be all right. And that those kind of friends are definitely not the friends you would like to keep around you with that attitude. So you come to Positive Fathering and we show you how to throw those friends overboard, find a new career if you need to find a new career, and go forth and prosper as a great father, helping your son or daughter out, being a better father, making an impact on the generation you just created, and then hopefully making an impact on the generation they're going to create as well. So that is an important element of Fix the Family, Fix America, because the fathers have so long been out of the loop and so long been allowed to be out of the loop by the ideas and minds of society. And we want to change that. We want to make sure that you understand, fathers, you play an important role, and we really, really need you to step that up and make that happen. Moms were normally the ones that were at least responsible, took care of their children. They had that mothering, definitely mothering gene in them, but nowadays even that mothering gene is going away. Really not good. This chair is amazing. It is very comfy, but it is not allowing me, obviously, to breathe today. So I apologize for the multitude of possible blanks. Silence in the times that there is silence. I am probably yawning because my body needs oxygen. And another 2 seconds, I'm scratching my eyeballs out. Oh, goodness. Mothers, what I was saying, mothers are definitely having an issue in their roles as well. Because more and more mothers are ignoring that mother and nurturing gene and saying, I've got to go be my own person and I can't have this child take me down and change my lifestyle. It's basically a weird selfishness that has come upon, I believe, a generation of right now, maybe not this generation or my generation, but one behind it, definitely has more of a laissez-faire attitude toward their children and a selfish attitude toward themselves, and that's not good. We don't want that at all. So Make a Difference Mothering tries to right the wrongs there of so many times that we are having or that we are seeing mothers not take care of their children. Excuse me, again. And wanting to go and live their own life and not be bothered by the burdensome of children, even though they gave birth and they should be taken care of. So when you give birth to a child, your priorities become child, marriage, and everything else is last. Great. Responsibilities come upon you when this happens. The problem is a lot of people don't even step up. So Positive Fathering, Make a Difference Mothering are those two things. Another one, Pull Through Parenting. We take both of you parents. Hopefully you're together. If you're not together, we bring you in and we help you be together. But have a united parenting front so that you know you can show yourself, and then we show you how to be better in your relationships. We show you how you can parent better together. We show you how you can have a better relationship to show the proper way to I just may have lost everyone. Oh.
Okay, apologize immensely for that, ladies and gentlemen. In a new studio, technical difficulties, happens all the time, I guess. For some places, when it happens to us, it turns silent. So there was a 10 minutes or 9 minutes of silence there, and I apologize. we never went that long without volume, and I have to say that, you know, technical difficulties happen. There's nothing we can do about it. Again, this is a live, absolutely live show. And so when there is a technical host issue, we have nothing else to do but deal with it as much as we possibly can. Thank you so much for your patience. And we were talking about the different things. Well, let's just start over here real quick. Let's start, and then I'm going to do another segment. Wow, we just almost had another glitch where the music was not playing, and then it wouldn't stop. Again, apologize for these glitches. New studio, bigger chair, more yawning. And then, of course, the 9-8 minutes of silence not really helping the Fix the Family, Fix America radio show on its quest to become number one on Blog Talk Radio. But we will not stop with that goal, and we will keep on going here. We got a few more minutes left. And what we talked about the last 2 weeks was healthcare law, and we talked about the items that were in the law that had absolutely nothing to do with healthcare. We want you to go back and listen to those 2 weeks so that you can make informed decisions on exactly what is happening there inside that law to make sure it's helping you and your family. Now we're even. I'm pretty sure you can still hear me. I'm going to go with it. Anyway, let me tell you something else that happened this past Saturday. We had a fundraiser for my mother, who, you know, as we're going through our cancer thing. And for those of you who are there, I'd have to personally thank each and every one of you right here on the radio. I can't say enough about the outpouring of love and the outpouring of feeling that I witnessed firsthand, and it was incredible. Very tiring day. Was in bed by 9 o'clock that night after just overcoming emotional state after emotional state. But right here, would like to say thank you, every single one of you, for doing what you do and doing what you did. And the cook-off was an extreme success, and we are potentially going to be doing that cook-off again very soon, hopefully in July. On July 3rd, hopefully, we could have our second cook-off, hopefully have those 5 guys back, and maybe more, in the Best Food on the Plate cook-off, where you put what you think will win right on the plate and let it go from there. This year's winner put on half a pig and won with that half a pig in his sauce. Very good. Second runner-up was also pork with their. They had multiple sauces. All of it. If you missed any of this, you've missed some of the greatest food that was ever able to be put into your mouth. For the $10 plate, you got all 5
entries into it, and we're able to pick. And every single one of them, obviously, got voted. Every single one of the cooks received votes, and it was a close call all the way across, but eventually only one could win, and we give the trophy to that winner, and hopefully in the next couple months we'll do it again and see if he can retain his title. But let me tell you, that was a lot of fun and a lot of outpouring of love, and just wanted to say thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for being there. Now, did you know that there's a group that's called Childless by Choice? Childless by Choice. Now, that's fine and dandy, but why would you want to push that onto others? See, one of the things about Fix the Family, Fix America, is we tell you a lot of facts and a lot of things that we see and a lot of things that we want you to make decisions on, but we never push a decision onto you because you've got to live your own life. And the biggest thing about Fix the Family, Fix America is the F for freedom. And you have the freedom to listen to us. You have the freedom to listen to other people. You have the freedom to do whatever you want. We just want to help you be as correct as you can be in making those decisions. But we're definitely not going to force you to be anything. And, you know, if you're childless by choice, just be childless by choice in your house. You don't have to go around and say it. But anyway, there's a brand new, I'm not sure if this is an unofficial media initiative, but last year there was a dizzying spate of anti-parenting, pro-childless by choice stories. And now a few examples of this that we saw at Fix the Family, Fix America, was a study from Oregon State University documenting all the ways that having a child is bad for the environment. What? That child, every child is an amazing thing and can be a potential stroke of greatness for this planet. Every single child has the ability to come up, be the leader, or be the creator, or be the inventor of something that makes this world a better place. And for you to look at it as bad for the environment is just a negative view. And Fix the Family, Fix America cannot have that view, because every child is precious, and we want every child to understand that, and we want every person to understand that every child has the potential within them to come out and be the greatest child, the greatest person, or the greatest healer of everything that could ever be every time one is born. And that's an incredible way to look at children. Another negative anti-parenting thing was England's University of York showed that parents were less happy than non-parents. What? And then in France, Corinne Meyer wrote a book called No Kids, 40 Good Reasons Not to Have Children. So that's really not good. And then McLean's magazine came out with a story last August called The Case Against Having Kids. Now, what? What? Now, the McLean article irked a lot of parents, but let's go through this a little bit. Just because you're childless by choice doesn't mean that everyone who has children is a bad thing. So Fix the Family, Fix America is now going to come around and say, hey, we're not evil. Families are not evil. Some childless by choice people are upset about what their kid could look like. That's weird. That's very strange. I can't get into my head right now a childless by choice member and what they would want to push that value stream onto others for? What would you gain by that? If you know the answer, please call in 347-677-0692. Again, apologize for the glitch today in the new studio. There is a lot of things going on, a lot of harrowing incidents that have occurred in recent times that are making the show difficult, making the show just getting to a studio or getting to a phone or getting to wherever we can be to make this show possible has definitely been an interesting experience. But I want to tell you that there's a renewed interest in making sure this show stays and expands. If we get more and more listeners like we're doing, in fact, if we stay on the trend right now of listenership rising as it's such it is, we will very soon be a premier radio show and soon to be on our bout and fight to number one on Blog Talk Radio in the family category. And that is my goal for that to happen. So if you could spread the love around, tell all your friends and family to start listening to this show, a little bit more listenership and we become premier. And then the next step is enlarge the show and make it longer, not just 1 hour. Because sometimes, as you've seen, we go all the way down to the wire. And have to cut the show short. So we would like this to be a little longer show, start earlier in the day, maybe 10 to 12, 9 to 12 possibility. Definitely would like to go longer than an hour. Definitely would like to start at 10, going to 12 soon. But we need more listeners like you. So please spread the word of Fix the Family, Fix America all over your Facebook pages or your Facebook friends. We're going to start a Fix the Family, Fix America radio show fan page. It's going to be everything's going to be great, and we are looking forward to becoming the number one radio show on Blog Talk Radio in the family category. So tell everyone, please do that. Now let's recap before we have the silence from the little glitch we had, and that was to make the announcement that you need to start listening. We're going to have a new category. And that's another reason we have to extend the show is we keep having these categories. We already have four on Fix the Family, Fix America every week. And that's positive fathering, make it ever smothering, pull through parenting, reveal your success. We go over child's toys like we did earlier today, parent-approved child items and parent-approved parent items. We went through that today because we went through a big spat of recalls that could rip your finger off 2 weeks ago. We revealed military principles that could help you in your success last week. And Ronald from New York called in and showed his ignorance and how he needs to listen every week and hopefully reveal his success throughout his lifetime in a better manner. And then we're going to be adding the disease and the diet. So in a partnership with Earth Fair, SOHO, and Fix the Family, Fix America, we're going to be doing workshops every month at Earth Fair stores across the country, hopefully starting at the one in Columbia, South Carolina, on Rosewood on April 28th, 5:30 to 6:30. For more information, please go to www.diseaseandthediet.com. We're looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to sharing our knowledge with you, and we're looking forward to learning from each and every one of you on what instances and things that you found in your diet and made these changes to possibly cure or prevent a disease. And we're going to start sharing this knowledge, and we're going to become our own health care plan. Because even on this show, I think it was 4 weeks ago, we talked about how you can eat yourself to a bulletproof vest, and you can eat yourself to a knife-proof vest, but there is no amount of eating that can protect your head that we found with the rock coming off the lawnmower. With 4 minutes left in the show, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, that whole childless by choice thing, that's really got me messed up a little bit. I don't understand that, but I wanted to go over this study just as well, you know, how there was a survey out that doctors thought less of obese people, and I don't agree with that. I believe a doctor thinks the same for every person, at least if they're a good doctor. But now a study behind that study found out that doctors treated obese people exactly the same as non-obese people. Over 70,000 patients were surveyed, and they said it was the care is exactly the same. So that just shows you that you don't have to start worrying about doctors looking down at obese people, but we do want people to take themselves as much as they can, because there are dangers to being overweight. There are definite dangers to being overweight. So while doctors are treating obese just as well as a regular person, some of the dangers of being overweight, being overweight is associated with greater complications, such as heart disease. Cancer has been linked now to an overweight person. Gallstones now linked, but they're not as definitive. And of course, diabetes. So that's pretty important for you to look into that. And if you feel that you were carrying a little extra weight, you can definitely start to look into maybe possibility getting healthier in so that you can help yourself. So the disease and the diet's coming on. We're also going to talk about men. We're going to talk about screening things next week that you should consider standard and you submit to testing throughout your life, because for some reason men don't go to the hospital and doctors, and I am one of them. But I'm going to start looking into these things. Blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, glaucoma, skin cancer stuff. And then in your 20s and 30s, start checking for sexually transmitted diseases and stuff like that. So we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff next week. Again, thank you for listening. Tell everyone, tell all your Facebook friends, all of your family, all of your friends. We want to make this show the number one family show on Blog Talk Radio. Apologize for the big old comfy chair that we're sitting in this week. Next week, hope to have another guest that we had one lined up this week, but we're having lots of scheduling problems, and it's perfectly fine because, throughout the rest of the week, we are busy taking care of the situations that we're taking care of, and along with that, growing the Fix the Family, Fix America brand, getting diseased and the diet off the charts and off the paper and onto reality in just in a short amount of time. We're just having a lot of work. We're doing a lot of work, but it's all going to pay off. It's all going to pay off, and I got my second book launch coming up on May 18th. I really want you to pay attention to that. On May 18th, I'd love for you to buy a book from me. If you'd like to get in on that, get the email and pre-purchase. You get a whole bunch of lots of gifts on May 18th. I'll tell you about that as we get closer to that. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. Apologize for that cough. Shooting the Bee, the number one family show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great week. We will see you next week, same time, same place. Have a good one.